This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time. It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10-2 on 670 The.
That's the worst of the sports hypothetical.
You tell him that.
I just did. He's listening.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
yeah,
the
yeah.
worst
He's
of listening. The sports hypotheticals. But also, why? Why is this?
Because he likes chaos.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Now, why is that a bad hypothetical, Layla?
Because it sucks. Like, these are your options. The options suck. Patrick Manley, how are you?
I'm good. The question is, how are you guys? A little feisty this morning.
You've added to the feist. You've feisted us up even further with a question that you've asked, and Layla has taken exception to. This is the question.
These are terrible outcomes.
It's a great question.
So I was down in Florida for the Christmas week, and I was playing golf with a buddy who's a Patriots fan. We were talking about Ben Johnson versus Mike Vrabel, Drake May versus Caleb Williams.
Well, you said pick one, so I picked Ben Johnson. But yeah, that's what makes it. I would right now as well, Layla. That's what makes me hate it, though, is because, like, it sucks.
If you're just taking his body of work for the season, the confidence we have in him as a head coach, I think he's good enough to win a Super Bowl. I think Caleb is good enough to win a Super Bowl the way he's progressed to where he is. And most importantly, I think our run game can get us to a Super Bowl.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Who would have thought that one day before flipping the calendar of the year 2026 that we would hear an open like that had a former Bear, Patrick Manley, saying that the Bears could go to the Super Bowl. It's mind-boggling every day. These little points, these little things you hear, the things that come out of my mouth, the things that come out of other hosts' mouths here on The Score. It's just really amazing as we welcome you into the Rahimi, Harris, and Grody Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We've got Sean Sears running the world over there today. He is doing a solo show, and my guy, Gabe Ramirez, famously of the old G&G show, is in today for both Marshall Harris and Layla Rahimi. What's up, Gabe?
You guys are welcome.
Thank you for being
here.
No,
not you. Not you and Sean. I meant the people listening.
Yes.
You know, that they get a G&G show. You're welcome.
You're being treated to this today.
I get asked to come in and they say, Gabe, can you work? And I'm like, who's it going to be with? And then they're like, Grody, in.
In, right. If it was like David Haw, you'd be like, oh, I don't know about that.
I worked last night TV with David Haw in the Chicago League.
That's about enough of David Haw.
I asked him yesterday, I said, are you in this week? He's like, no.
Well.
No.
Let me tell you this about David Haw. I love when David Haugh takes days off. Not because I don't like hearing him. In fact, it's the opposite. I love hearing David on the radio. I love watching him on TV. But I feel like he should, at least if I was him, I would live in perpetual need of a day off because he does two jobs, including one where he gets up, I assume, at 4 o'clock or earlier every day.
Morning
life.
Shows are tough. I've done it for, I did it for 14 years, and we had a holiday party last week or the week before, whatever it was.
Yeah.
CHSN. And so David's there, I'm there, Rudy Polinsky, Clay Harbor, et cetera. And I'm thinking to myself as the clock is ticking, I'm like, damn, only one of us has to wake up at 4 in the morning right now, dude. And it's you.
You're always thinking about it.
And sure. And then it's always like a game I play when I work with David late that I turn on the radio the next morning just to see if he's there or not. He always is.
And what he's sounding
always
like.
Is. Yeah, always
is this
there.
Guy going to have energy? There's no way this guy's going to have energy at 5:30 in the morning. But he does, and he is terrific, and he's great, and all of that stuff, as are you, Gabe Ramirez.
Thank
and
you.
I am pleased
that
you're here today. Thanks for everybody for being here on New Year's Eve. If you're working and you're listening, shout out to you while so much of the world is off today, and deservedly so, I am sure, for all the people that are off today. But, oh, my God. Bears and Lions coming up, obviously, this Sunday, final game of the year, the 11-5 Chicago Bears against the 8-8 Detroit Lions, a far cry from where these two teams were at the beginning of the season, Gabe, and specifically in game two of the season, which was a, relative to sports, a sports disaster, a shellacking.
Yeah.
Oh, they were shellacked and lacked in all of that stuff in a 52-21 loss to the Lions, and with all that went with it, with all the Ben Johnson-ness going back there and the way he was rudely treated, Jared Goff ends up with 334 yards and 5 touchdowns. Two receivers over 1,000 yards. Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams were over, over 100 yards.
I was like, damn.
I got to check myself.
Slacking.
Over. We're doing hyperbole today, folks. Everything's going to be exaggerated. No, they were both over 100 yards in that game. The Bears had 8 penalties in the game. Like, all the stuff. All the defense wasn't there. Caleb didn't look great. Like, even though Caleb, like, was kind of inconsequential in that game because of the points that they put up. But, my goodness, Gabe, things have changed in a huge way for the Bears since then. Before I go through some of it and like we kind of bounce this stuff off, like the changes that have occurred for the Chicago Bears, when they were 0-2, and ladies and gentlemen, the Chicago Bears were 0-2 in a bad way.
This year?
Yeah. Let's get rid of this. The bad loss to Minnesota. Because you had the game, and then you blew the game, and that just seemed. And then there were things that went on, and decisions that were made, and plays that were made in that game that were bad. And I don't have to give any more details about a 52 burger put up on your team. How surprised are you that they have done what they have done since then? And how were you feeling when the Bears started off the Ben Johnson era at 0-2?
Yeah, I think it's interesting, right? Because when you're looking at most teams in the NFL, the assumption is that who they are in the beginning of the season is who they'll be at the end. At least that has been the case for the Bears over the last couple of seasons, because who they were right in front of you. It's rare, because you see it in baseball often, right? A team get hot right before the playoffs and they take that momentum in. You hear Ben Johnson saying the Bears are going to be playing their best football in December. You can't wrap your brain around it after starting 0-2. And here they are, a team that you see them coached well and developed over the course of a season. And then you can pinpoint like, oh, this team is significantly better than it was. The things that worry me the most about this game and the Lions specifically is that, you know, the Lions, what not a lot of people are talking about. Yes, they lose Ben Johnson. Yes, they lose Aaron Glenn. But they're playing a first-place schedule, right? Teams, as you can see, look at the playoffs and the top seven teams in the NFC or even the AFC for that matter. They're very eerily similar. No team stands out as a sure front-runner for the Super Bowl or to win either conference. And with that being said, it's if you have a first-place schedule, it's just the luck of the bounce in some of those games.
It's hard.
And it's unfortunate that the Lions are 8-8, but you know, be careful as you, you know, kick them while they're down, because the Bears will then have a first-place schedule next year that they'll have to then deal with. And we all know as Bears fans, after a good season, the Bears haven't fared well the following season where I've had sustained success because of how the schedule
is. That's such a great point, like to just add to the urgency factor of the season. Like what I've been saying for a while this year is that, no, this is not just gravy. It's not just happy to be here. It's not, hey, we're just happy we got into this. If they lose in the playoffs, it's not good because, or it's okay because it's a free year. No, because guess what? what you said is spot on. The Bears are going to have a harder schedule next year. And Detroit Lions aren't going, like, they're 8-8, man. This isn't a franchise that went, what, 10 straight years with, like, under 500 records, including an Ofer and Rod Marinelli year. Like, the talent is all still there. They lost a step this year. They'll be back. You don't think Minnesota's going to get its bleep together? And they kind of are starting to get their bleep together. So it's like everybody's going to be back next year. The division is going to be crazy. I mean, we sort of had anticipated some of that this year, but not necessarily with the Bears. The division stuff is going to be nuts next
year.
This
is going to be a great division. And think about the Lions playing the Saints next year, you know, with a third place schedule. Having to play, you know, those kinds of squads, right? The Carolina Panthers, not, you know, obviously they're at the top of the division, but with a crappy record. So when they have the luxury of playing a worse schedule, that is who you're going to have to deal with at the top of the NFC North next year. It's going to be tough. It's not easy. That's what I'm saying. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
And it's not. And then Grody and I were talking about this earlier. It's not as though like the Lions are going to lie down for you, and then the Bears, all of a sudden, just because the season's gone on, that they're now just 20 points better than the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions are still a good team, and they want to prove that they're still better than the Bears despite the records.
Yeah, they are. Right now, the Lions are third in points per game at around 29. I think I rounded. Sixth in total yards, fourth in passing. And they are, the run game right now is 15th. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs over 1,000 yards, 1,143. Our old buddy David Montgomery, he doesn't feel as hurtful this year, 674 yards this year. So, yeah, to your point, like they still have a ton of pop on that offense, which will be good for the Bears defense to start to adjust and make good relative to what they've been this year and specifically what happened against San Francisco. You know, Aiden Hutchinson having a hell of a year still, you know, 13.5 sacks this year. He had two last week against Minnesota. So there is some real to those Lions as well. I'm not completely convinced, though, Gabe, that I don't think they can afford to lay down. If for nothing else, the pride factor still going up against Ben Johnson. I don't think Dan Campbell would allow for that.
No.
But human nature is huge in the NFL more than any other sport because of the stakes of the sport and injuries and things like that and business decisions and taking care of yourself. I've seen it a ton of times with the Bears where you can see them almost literally letting the foot off the gas, like an actual foot up off the gas pedal.
Yeah. And then when you look at just the stats, right? I mean, Colston Loveland, that game against the Lions, zero catches.
Isn't that amazing?
When we're talking about what's different between
that's a great one. That's
now
a great one.
Luther Burden, one catch for 5 yards. So these are guys that obviously are going to play a bigger role. And Romo Odunze was healthy then. 7 catches, 128 and 2 touchdowns. Would have loved that the last couple of weeks.
Oh, my God.
But you're talking about the differences there.
Yes.
Kyle Manungai and DeAndre Swift, only 19 carries on the day. They're obviously going to have more than that. I mean, there's a lot of differences. And then when you're talking about the defensive side of the ball, not a ton of sacks. A lot has changed for both teams, you know. But I think the Bears, the biggest difference is you're talking about 2 weeks into a brand new offense. Clearly, we see the pre-snap motion and how effective it is in the present, and they just didn't have a good grasp of it by week two.
No.
So there's going to be a lot. The Detroit Lions defense's eyes is going to be moving in a lot of different directions. And I don't know. Are you expecting a blowout? I hear people talking about a blowout.
I don't think I'm expecting No.
Okay.
I never expect blowouts in the NFL, especially where the Bears are concerned. But you're right, like, about things that have changed. You brought up some of the penalties, too. Like, the Bears had in the. Do you remember the game?
My gosh.
And the Bears are they've been pretty bad with penalties this year. They just had 10 against Green Bay. I mean, and I excuse some of that because of the heat of the moment. But I remember distinctly, it was the Saints game when they win the game against the Saints, but committed 10 penalties. And when Ben Johnson is given his rah-rah speech, and it went on after the Washington game, too, where they had 9 penalties but won the game. It was like, imagine if we weren't committing all these penalties.
What we're going to look
what
like.
What we could be. Oh, my God. And they did cut down. Now, it's sort of reared its ugly head again recently, but they've gotten a hold of that. And the reason I brought that up is because you mentioned the pre-snap stuff. That's where a lot of the bad penalties were occurring. The run game you mentioned, post bye week is where that got right. Ben Johnson telling all of us, reporters, asking him, where's the run game? Do you need different running backs? He said, no, we do not need different running backs.
We got to block better.
I like our running backs.
We hit the holes properly.
Yeah, and he was right.
He
was right. And they got it together. The offensive line, the interior did not start well this year. They got it together. They know who their left tackle is now. They know that their right tackle took a jump this year. You said Luther Burden. Look at Luther Burden and Colson Loveland have been revelations in terms of their development. So a lot of really important things have changed for sure with the Chicago Bears. Let's keep the conversation rolling, though. We can continue to talk about this. I feel like we've just scratched the surface on this matchup between the Bears and the Lions. But let's switch it up a little bit here into the importance of Caleb Williams maybe getting 4,000 yards this season. How important is that really for the Chicago Bears? And at the very least, passing up Eric Kramer's single-season passing record, which occurred in the year 1995 with Jeff Graham and Curtis Conway and guys like
dynamic
that.
Dynamic duo.
The dynamic duo, for sure.
I was 2.5 years old.
Well, I'll send you the story. I'll send you the book.
Yeah, give me the Cliff Notes on that.
I'll send you the Wikipedia page of Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears 1995 was pleasing to watch. There's no doubt about that. So we'll get into that. And I see, as usual, when there's a G&G show going on, the phone lines are always just bumping. So if you'd like to come on in, we'll allow you. As a matter of fact, we actually, in the rough draft we do in terms of the pre-show meeting, we did plan for a caller segment at around 10:40 or so, at 10:40. So for sure we'll be taking calls. But if you want to jump in, get in on the conversation with Gabe and I, like now, feel free. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. That's the same number as the text line, 312-644-6767. It's Raheemy, Harris, and Grody with Gabe Ramirez sitting in on the Score.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Listen to Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
That's a goal of mine. Why not strive and shoot for the moon? That's one of the things. And I want to be that guy to be able to do it. I want to be that guy to be able to go out there and have success as Bears QB. and be successful when I'm out there playing and you know, with this team. And you know, that's the, you know, one of the biggest parts is being able to keep us on the field, which is, you know, taking my completions.
Yep.
And then, you know, getting the ball and delivering an accurate ball to my guys. And it doesn't matter if it's a deep shot, intermediate or short game, delivering a nice accurate ball so that, you know, the playmakers that we've drafted, gotten free agent or whatever case may be, can go make plays.
That's your quarterback, Caleb Williams, August 5th on the NFL Network. So obviously before the season started, talking about some of his goals and big numbers. As we welcome you back into Raheemy Harris and Grody, Gabe Ramirez is here.
Yo.
Subsequently, it is a G&G show. That is what is happening here today. 312-644-6767 if you want to play along with us. Caleb Williams, Gabe, needs 270 yards to top 4,000. He would become the first 4,000-yard passer in Bears franchise history, and it would also mean that every franchise will have had a 4,000-yard passer. That's right. The Bears are the only franchise.
We back, baby.
Not at one of those. And I think this is a big deal, too. It's definitely not as pop culture as needing the 4,000 yards, but he also needs 103 yards to break Eric Kramer's 1995 single-season record for Chicago Bears quarterback.
Impressive because, you know, he's only had one 300-yard game throughout the entire season. And when you're thinking about 4,000-yard passers, you're thinking 350s throughout the season multiple times. And so for him to do it, I think the biggest contributor, right, is his health. When you look at, I think it was a couple games ago, two games ago, they put up a stat that Caleb Williams is already, like, the fourth on the list in Bears history for consecutive games played.
Pretty amazing.
As at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
And he's only been here 2 years. Great and he's team. Already number, I think he's like number three or four in terms of consecutive games played.
Consecutive games played by a Bears quarterback?
Yes.
Well, I don't know, how much does just ineptitude factor into that?
Well, clearly those guys haven't.
I mean, there's been some injury issues, but I mean, it has been aptitude issues. Not aptitude, but ability issues.
No, they call it an injury, you know, and then they get him out of the game. But I think Caleb, you know, being healthy, I mean, listen, when we're talking about the offensive line this year, like things that stand out this year, you cannot discredit Caleb Williams playing every single snap for this, or not every snap, but every game for this team. Mm-hmm. Justin Fields, shoulder issues. I'm not trying to throw him or his name in particular. I'm just talking about, you know, even Rex Grossman, guys like that. Like, guys have gotten injured throughout the season.
Totally.
Jay Cutler. But Caleb, to be as mobile as he is, under duress as often as he is, to remain scot-free, knock on the wood, is extremely impressive, and that's what's allowing him to get as close as he is, as he has been so far, to that 4,000-yard mark.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. You do have a durable quarterback.
And he's not taking sacks, Groats. Last two games, zero sacks. You know how many he had against the Lions the last time he played? Four. The largest number of the season. So this is a guy who's, you know, fixing things on the run. You see him getting rid of the ball quicker, dropping it off to DeAndre Swift so much faster against the Niners. He's doing things to keep himself upright, which I enjoy.
He was sacked on most plays last year. he was on the ground, actually, in some way, shape, or form last year. That's a great part of this, too, in terms of what we were talking about in the first segment, like things that have changed. That probably should have been a headliner, so I'm really glad that you brought that up. But my other question for you is, I know exactly.
Bears.
I know exactly how I feel about this. Talked about this on the podcast, but people may not have listened to the Take the North podcast yet. You should.
What?
It's up and running.
I did.
Right now. You did? Then you may already know how I feel about this, but how important is it to you that Caleb Williams gets to 4,000 yards and in the process would break the single season passing record? How important is that to you?
Low. I got to be honest. Okay. It's low. Because it's expected. The expectation for Caleb Williams when he got to Chicago was that he would eclipse that mark. That Roma Dunze would top the touchdown record and pass. Like, those two guys were supposed to do that.
Yeah.
So getting there, well, yeah.
No, I mean, how important is it to that they accomplish this, I guess is what I'm saying. I know that he was expected to ultimately do it, but this franchise has never had.
Yeah.
Like, here's where I am with it. Like, I want it to happen, not at the cost of injury or anything silly like that. But the fact that the Bears have never had a 4,000-yard rusher, or excuse me, passer, is not just some bullet point. It's not just some thing that you throw out there frivolously. It's a big deal, and it's symbolic of the lack of quality quarterbacks that this franchise has had. It's been a punchline, part of the many Bears quarterback punchlines and jokes that exist. So I think that it is important, just in the name of maybe putting some of that away, but it really symbolizes that you're moving in a new direction for the franchise, a direction which until recently this franchise has pushed back on in the way that they build their team, and that is to have the quarterback rule the day.
We know that defenses dominate in Chicago, right? Your star players, at least here in Chicago for this Bear, for a Bears team, your stars are at linebacker position, you know, your cornerbacks, the Peanut Tillmans, the Mike Browns, the Brian Urlachers, the Lance Briggs. Very rarely are we talking about the difference makers on the offensive side of the ball. So to your point, you love to have a 4,000-yard passer because then it shows you that the Bears are finally – they finally made it to the future.
It shuts something down. Really – it demolishes something, right?
Yes.
Like that the lore of the Bears and the easy, low-hanging fruit areas where you could just be like, this franchise has never even had a 4,000-yard quarterback.
And it's cool because now you know the Bears can win in different ways. It's not just take away the ball, pound the rock, and you know beat you into submission. It can be Caleb Williams can put up 38 points against you. So you better put up 42, which is what the Niners did. But you have to – so it's a different style of football. And it also lets you know that you can play with the elites. You cannot have an elite team and no 4,000-yard passer, right? You need a top-tier quarterback under center that can get you 4,000. Even if he doesn't do it annually, you know that he's capable of it. And I think so I understand your point. I think for me – when it comes to, like, do I need him to do it? No, because he's going to do it eventually. Like, I know he's going to get there. I'm not worried about Caleb Williams getting to 4,000 yards. I would love to get it out the way. Let's just go ahead. I am definitely not part of the sick Caleb's in week 18
he's playing.
Crew.
He'll play the whole game.
Yeah, as he should.
Yeah.
And he would want to, I'm sure, also.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm here for that. And I love the fact also him getting 4,000 yards, Grody, tells you that you do have your friend. Not that we didn't know that, right? But there's markers that you would like checked. And Caleb Williams, 4,000 yards is certainly one of them.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're all elated that he's going to hopefully get to that point. And then it just gets you excited for the future because then you never have to talk about that ever again.
Right. There's a third date coming. There's a third date, and that's next year. That'd be year three. Like, I mean, that's a great point, too, because that's part of this year, too. Even if the Bears hadn't been winning, I said at the very beginning of the year, the biggest thing about this season is do you have a quarterback that you will look at going into year three and say, yeah, that's probably
the guy. That's not Ben's
guy. Yeah. I mean, I say, it certainly looks like the Bears have their quarterback of the future. We got into this yesterday because Marshall is so convinced that Caleb is the guy. He was thrown around 10 years. He's like, he'll be here for the next 10 years.
Yes.
And he was like, absolutely. So you're in that same camp. I'm a little more hesitant.
Caleb, like, how is Caleb going to get out of town?
What do you mean?
We're not going to let him go. Bears fans aren't going to let him hit the 94 and go to Indiana or you know go the opposite direction.
But I guess the bigger question is like you're that convinced about this quarterback that he's going to be like you're sold.
Okay.
This is all it has taken this year.
I think
that's
markers.
It. The party's on.
We
he's
all
great.
Watch enough football. And if you can say confidently that Caleb Williams is a top 15 quarterback in the present, which you should be able to in the present right now, and you can also say that he's getting better. So he's already a top 15 quarterback, and he's getting better. Sign me up for the next 10 years. Sign me up for fourth quarter comebacks. Sign me up for putting up points in the last 2 minutes of half.
Okay.
Sign me up for that.
Okay, so you right
for
now.
For zero sacks in the last two games.
Real question.
11 victories and a chance to have 12. Sign me up for that,
okay.
Grody.
Real question. If I gave you the power to, if I brought this piece of paper over here, and it's a contract, and it says Caleb Williams, 8-year contract, you'd say, yep, that's it. Because that's 10 years. That he will have been here.
Yeah,
so,
Caleb
so you
doesn't
say
strike
yes.
me. Caleb does not strike me as somebody that's going to take the money and then all of a sudden regress. So for me, it's like
this is not even about the money. I'm not even thinking about that part of it.
Well, I'm trying to validate why I'm thinking that way. So for me, it's like okay, I'm not worried about giving him money too soon, right? If you're asking me right now in his second year, am I giving him an 8-year extension? I'm not worried about him, you know, feeling himself. He's already had a ton of money, right?
I agree with that.
So if I get a chance to lock you up, and Caleb Williams wants to be here.
It's a
member of Chicago, Let's do it.
Yeah. You'd be like,
listen,
I want Brody. You see him right now. We're about to be in 2026. Yeah. What would that be? 20? That would be
2036.
Thank you.
You're the minus man. 2. 34. Gotcha. 8 years. Gotcha.
So in 2034, you would sign the deal. You say, I am signing Caleb Williams now through. That's how comfortable I am with him. 2034, ink that right now. You would do that because Marshall would.
Grody, let me tell you something. I told my wife I was going to marry her the first day I met her.
Wow.
So when you talk about making commitments early,
okay,
I'm here first.
Your resume building.
I got three kids and I live in Oak Park now with this woman. All right, I know
when
I know a good thing. I know a good thing when I see it. And let me tell you something, Caleb Williams, he's a good thing.
So your scouting of women in sports is the same. You put it in the
it's
same.
Just the eye test. My brain just gets it in and pumps out an equation.
Oh man, I never thought of the eye test in the dating world, but that's where it
should
be. Hold on,
wait. Why do you hate Caleb Williams and why do you want to run him out of town?
Not that.
Why don't you want Caleb Williams? Why don't you want to resign Caleb Williams?
Because I'm older than you and I've been hurt more than you.
What did he do to make you think that you don't want to give him 8 years?
Stop it.
Caleb Williams, let's say you're the GM of the Bears. You're Ryan Post. Caleb Williams walks in here right now and he's like, hey, Grody, I was thinking, can I just get an 8-year contract? And you're like, huh, buddy, I don't know about that one. I'm not totally convinced on you yet.
What I would say to him is, where do you see yourself at 8 years, Caleb
Williams?
He's walking
right out after that.
Where do you see yourself? Tell me why.
Two Super Bowls deep, Grody.
Yeah,
that's
so
what he says.
Why should I sign you for 8 years? But that's what it is. That's why
what scares you about it?
Well, eight years of anything is a long time.
Okay,
first of all,
what scares? Give me worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario is what we have seen throughout this season is some of the inconsistencies with Caleb, except for the fourth quarter. Now, the last game against San Francisco, which you attended,
I was there. Bears.
He was good from late in the first quarter throughout the whole game. So that was good. Like I am not being ignorant to what I'm seeing in front of me, but there have been flaws along the way from the beginning of the game till the end of the game that I can't just look at and say, yep, he's the elite quarterback
the
Bears have been missing.
I got the question.
And I'll sign him through the year 2034. I at this moment, like the question shocked me or the statement shocked me a little bit when Marshall made it, and now you're backing it up as well.
I guess the question for you then is the follow-up question is, if Caleb has another year next year, and let's say it's like this, 4,000 yards, 20 some touchdowns, 6 interceptions
with the inconcistencies in the first quarters,
just like this, just like this,
and they're winning
11 and 4, 12 and 4, whatever, 12 and 5, let's say that's the same thing.
Yeah.
You're not giving him a contract extension?
I might put him in the car, in that car. I might put him in that Porsche 911.
You're so full of it.
No, well,
you're giving him an extension after that.
Wait.
Because you're not going to say
because,
no.
Because I would say I want one more year to see? You think I'm crazy? Like, I want to see 3 years of this before I give the franchise key and the key to the city to this guy after what we have seen with quarterbacks, with the Bears, and quarterbacks in general? Like, I think I'm entitled to 3 years of evaluation.
I hear that you're scorned and that you want to put a wall up. However,
that's really the part you're going to take from this, that I'm scorned and I want to put a wall up.
You said it yourself. You said you've had a lot more Bears than you've...
That's part of it, but it's also what I said about the flaws that still exist with Caleb Williams. I'd like to see
I think quarterbacks in general
through.
Are flawed. When you're looking at guys like Baker Mayfield, who obviously he got a huge contract and there's a tad bit of regression with him. When you're looking at Sam Darnold, how he performs in the playoffs, like no quarterback is perfect. So you want to get as close to that as possible. And so for me, when I'm thinking about the Bears as an organization, and if you're telling me I can have this guy as my quarterback and fill in the rest, then I think that, yeah, I'm giving them the money.
Okay, all right.
Are they going to eat you up on the text line, or are they going to eat me up?
I don't know.
I'm curious.
Honestly, like, I like it. Like, I want to hear more
this
from you.
This is a phone time conversation.
It is. I want to hear more from you. I want to hear more from Marshall about it. I do want to be convinced. You know what I mean? And you're right. There is a little bit of I've been hurt hesitation, but I think some of it is also logical, objectively, with any quarterback, that you don't just say, because we've seen really good things in the great things in the last 4 or 5 games with the throws that he has made. Are we prisoners of the moment when we are saying, yes, let's give this man a contract through 2034? Yeah, let's get people. Come on in. 312-644.
Open up those lines, Sean.
6767 is the number. If you were handed the contract or the piece of paper, would you sign for Caleb Williams to be here right now through the year 2034? 312-644-6767. I guess we'll find out.
Or you like Grody. and you hate them. You want to run them out of town.
We'll find out who's going to get the most hate. Really, that's what it comes down to. Who's going to be hated more right now? Gabe Ramirez or Mark Grody? We'll let you guys fill in the blanks. 312-644-6767. Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on The Score.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hit me up with some local H. Oh, man. You just don't get it.
I don't. I have no idea what that means.
Keep it copacetic.
Oh, my God.
Sounds so good in my ears. It's Rahimi Harris and Grody on The Score. We got Gabe Ramirez in the house as well. Going to jump on some of these calls here in a second. 312-644-6767. I asked Gabe Ramirez the question, if you could sign Caleb Williams right now through the year 2034, would you do it? He said, absolutely, no doubt about it. Marshall Harris, who really started this yesterday, also said, without a doubt, without even hesitating, yeah, next 10 years, take Caleb Williams. I get it. I get where we all are right now. We are at a peak of Caleb, huge throws going back to, I would say, the Eagles game. Eagles, where he had that unbelievable 28-yard pass to Cole Kmet.
E-A-G-A-L-E-S.
Sean Sears must be producing today, ladies and gentlemen. We did so much grabber stuff together when we did the overnights. That's why I say that for a little bit of background for people. But the game against the Browns, the 22-yard crazy elite ill-advised throw to DJ Moore, the 46-yard pass in the game against the Green Bay Packers to DJ Moore and the elation and all the celebration that came with that. And then the game that you just attended in Santa Clara, we saw throw after throw after throw.
And Grody wants more.
That were big
Grody
throws.
Grody wants to see
I'm
more.
I'm just saying, look.
And you haven't shown me enough, Caleb. I need to see more.
I mean, yes. Just give me a few more games. Like, show me what you got. I'll be really excited going into next season. I'll be right there on the hope train.
I'm sure.
And all of that, but I do still want to see more. I want to see all of that throughout the entire game, just some of the things that we all know, the accuracy has getting better. And maybe we're seeing it. Maybe we are seeing it right now. I'm allowing for that possibility, but I'm also going to be a little bit hesitant. So what do you think? 312-644-6767 is the number. Let us start with Z in Michigan. What's up, Z? You're on the Score.
Grody, I got to be honest with you. Before I give my point about Sunday's game, dude, I'm signing this guy until 2050 at this point for what we have gone through as Chicago Bears fans the last forever.
Right? Z, we're gonna give Caleb Williams the Bobby Bonilla treatment. We're just gonna give him millions until he's 60 years old.
It's funny though, guys, because we're kind of using the same content for this, because I'm also saying I can't give it to Caleb because of what we've gone through. You're saying give it to Caleb because of what we've gone through as Bears fans. So we're looking at it through similar lenses, but different lenses at the same time, Z.
So really what I want to focus on, Grody, real quick, being from Michigan, I'm the dude that left the wedding to watch the Packers game 2 weeks ago.
Yes, I remember.
Being around Lions fans, look, we hyper-focus on the Packer rivalry. I got news. Being from Michigan, Michigan-Detroit Lions fans want Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson to fail so badly.
Of course.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they got that. Guys, they got that in week two. To me, this Sunday is like a potential shift in power, not only in the NFC North, but really the NFC. And here's how they look at Ben Johnson, Grody. I mean this. He is the dude that left the family at the altar and went to the neighbor's house.
No. He stood with them an extra year when he could have got a head coaching job. He hung out a little longer than that. But I appreciate the call,
yeah,
Z.
Thanks, Z. Thanks, man. We got a ton of calls here. So
I don't know, Grody. Everybody's saying you're wrong.
Yeah, well, I want to be convinced. I do. Like, I'm listening.
Have you read the text messages?
I'm hearing. I don't mind.
Don't.
Oh, no.
I know. Don't read the text messages, Grody.
Oh, man. There's a funny one, actually.
There's some bad ones.
From the 847. Almost inappropriate, actually, these days. Where are we going here? Don?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the text message that was
inappropriate. Let's go to Indian Highland.
Sometimes it's hard to sight read the text messages. Like, they start well-intended, and then they go downhill. So, who, Sean?
Let's do Danny in Highland, Indiana.
All right, we're going to go to line eight. This is Danny in Highland. What's going on, Danny boy?
Hey, what's going on, Pearl Jam, baby?
My brother.
Hell yes, we're going to sign him. We should sign him. When the whole thing went down, should we keep Justin? Should we draft Caleb? Gabe, I think I called you. You were working the nighttime show, and I said, hey, we got to sign for a chance at excellence. And we're going to have excellence, man. He is a baller. He's cocky just enough to where he should be. He even says he can make any pass. Grody, we have suffered, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cutler, the list goes on.
Let's not do the list.
Right. Well, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yes,
I do.
We do. We suffered through it, too. We understand. But we love Caleb. We love Caleb, by the way. And I think everybody does, Grody. So I don't know, man. I think you might need to reassess it during the New Year's.
New Year's resolution,
give Caleb Williams a fictitious 8-year contract.
I take every game as its own entity. Every part of the season is its own entity. And I'm speaking differently about Caleb Williams than I did 5 weeks ago. And I'm speaking more glowingly of Caleb Williams. And I'm even allowing for the possibility, like I said, that maybe we're seeing it right now. Maybe it's clicked in these last five games, going through some of the numbers that I gave. Maybe it's happening, but I can't sit here and say, yep, this is Caleb Williams. Mm. He has arrived. I've seen enough.
I think your standards are too high.
Maybe, but haven't I earned that? Haven't most Bears fans, Bears evaluators earned it? I mean, we know what it looks like.
Sometimes when your standards are too high, you miss something good that's in front of you.
Well, but
that was a gem for you guys.
That was deep. But Gabe, am I not doing that? Am I not? Didn't I just say, like, I'm not just stubbornly sticking to, like, what Caleb Williams was earlier in the season? And the priest, I'm talking about how good he has been over the last five games.
I think those people that are on my side that are like, give Caleb the contract. I think the part that we're missing is the deviation between where he's at and where you want him to be. Because when you make the comment that you wouldn't sign him, it sounds as though there's a big gap between where he is and where you want
well,
him
well,
to
no,
be.
Well, no, we've got to be specific about what we said here through 2034. I'm not talking like if you say like maybe a 1 year, 2 year extension right now, maybe I would do that. But you guys are saying the point of this is why we're talking about this is because of the scale that you and Marshall have gone to and other and many people have agreed with you guys that, 20, like I'm talking about 10 years into the future. I'm not just talking about like next year and the year after.
I hear that. But we also have good samples out there, right? You got Baker Mayfield that continued to play better as he was in the league for a longer period of time. Sam Darnold, number one pick. Obviously playing better. So I think you can look at those guys and say there is a path for a number one pick like Caleb Williams to continue to be better, especially as he's in the league longer.
We may continue to talk about this topic. Bears. Maybe we'll even ask Mike Florio about that. He is coming up next. He of Pro Football Talk. We will discuss Bears and playoffs with him. Trayvon Diggs is available. We'll see what Mike Florio thinks about that and much more. Always fun to talk to Mike Florio. Always fun with Gabe Ramirez. He is in today. Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.